Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. We're going to play a guessing game to see if you can guess who wrote this song. Are you ready? The song was written by a woman. Well, that narrows it down a little bit, right? The song was written by a woman. This woman wrote over 9,000 hymns in her lifetime. Wow, that's a lot of hymns. Are you ready for the giveaway? All right, here we go. This woman was blind. Did you guess Fanny Crosby? Well, if you did, you're right. Miss Fanny was born in 1820, and when she was still just a baby, she lost her eyesight in tragic circumstances. But that didn't stop her. She ended up using what's called a pen name, or a different name, because she didn't want the hymn books to be filled up with her name. So, let's sing this song together. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine.
Blessed Assurance.
Boys and girls, I'm glad you're back with me today as we start a new lesson called Almost Persuaded. Have you ever been almost persuaded? Maybe you thought that one thing should be one way and somebody told you it shouldn't, it should really be another way, and you were almost persuaded. Does it mean that you are persuaded or not quite? You haven't changed your mind yet. You're right. It means that that person didn't change their mind. They almost did. But not quite. Well, before we get started today and learn more about what's going to happen to Paul, let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, come into our hearts today. Help us to learn and grow more. Help us to be drawn closer to you and to have a deeper relationship with you. We love you. Amen. Felix did not send Paul back to Jerusalem. He knew that Paul's enemies were there and that they wanted to kill him. So you know what he did? He kept him there in Caesarea. Well, one day, Felix and his wife, Drusilla, asked Paul to tell them more about Jesus. We're going to look it up in Acts chapter 24, verse 24. Acts is right after John. Acts is in the New Testament, right after John. Then we're going to look up chapter 24. And once you find chapter 24, then we're going to look at verse 24. Acts 24. 24. If you need a little more time, just press pause, and when you're ready, press play again. Acts chapter 24, verse 24. Let's see what that says.
And after some days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who was Jewish, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ.
Paul was sure that the Holy Spirit was speaking to their minds, and he gladly told them about Jesus, the Son of God, who came to die in our place. He talked about the Holy Spirit who helps us when we choose to truly obey the Ten Commandments. You know, as Paul told them that Jesus knows every choice that we make, he said that Jesus not only hears what we say and sees what we do, but he also knows what we think. Wow. You know, sometimes when people tell lies and the police or other people want to get the truth, they give them what's called a lie detector test. And so they hook them up with these wires. It doesn't hurt. But they measure their pulse. They watch their eyes. They're blinking, all these different things to see if they're telling the truth or not. Then they go and ask them a series of questions. And they might say something like, did you see this person on this day? Or how many times have you gone to wherever, this place? And so they ask them these questions. And as the people answer, the machine measures the different things in their body to see if they're telling a lie or not. Now, it's not always completely accurate, but it can give people usually a pretty good idea. Well, Paul is telling them about Jesus. He's telling them about how he came to die in their place and how Jesus knows every choice that we make. It's not a lie detector test. Jesus knows. He knows what we say. He knows what we do. He knows what we think. Now, do you think that Felix and his wife Drusilla, do you think that they made very good choices? No, they didn't. And Paul was warning them that what would happen to them would depend on the choices that they made. Their choices would determine the outcome. Well, as Felix listened, he became more afraid than he had ever been before. He thought of the many wicked things he had done. He knew he should change, but he quickly pushed those thoughts away. The Holy Spirit was working on him. He was trying to beg with Felix to change and to turn away from the evil that he was doing. But Felix didn't obey. He pushed those thoughts away. What a sad choice that Felix made. Look at what he said to Paul in verse 25. So we were just in Acts chapter 24, verse 24. Now we're going to look at verse 25. Let's see what that says.
Now as he reasoned about righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix was afraid and answered, "Go away for now. When I have a convenient time, I will call for you."
So how was Felix feeling? What does it say in verse 25? He was afraid. He realized that the choices he made were wrong and that he was going to have to one day account for them. Well, Felix did talk to Paul again, and he even pretended that he was interested. But why was he really interested? Look at verse 26. Verse 26, Acts chapter 24, verse 26.
Meanwhile, he also hoped that money would be given him by Paul, that he might release him. Therefore, he sent for him more often and conversed with him.
So what was he hoping for? He was hoping that Paul would pay him a bunch of money or a bribe to let him go. That's why Felix wanted to keep talking to Paul. It wasn't because he was interested. It's because he wanted money. He wanted to be bribed so that he would let Paul go. But do you think Paul was tempted to give Felix any money so he could be free? No. Would that have been like saying that he had done something wrong? Yeah, it would have. You know, when the Holy Spirit tells you that you've done something wrong, is it safe or is it good to push those thoughts away? No. You know, Felix had never listened to the truth before, and the Holy Spirit was really convicting his soul. He was fearful. Felix knew that Paul's words were true. And he went over his guilty past. He started thinking back over it, and he remembered the secrets of his early life. The bloodshed, the black record of his later years, and he saw himself as he was, licentious and cruel, terrible, terrible person. Never before had he ever felt this convicted of truth. Never had the truth been brought home to his heart. Never had his soul been so filled with terror. He was absolutely terrified that all these secrets that he had would be open before God at the judgment day, and that he would be judged according to his deeds. You know, it caused him to tremble. But did he go along with his conscience or what the Holy Spirit was teaching him? No, he didn't. In fact, when he tried to get the bribe and finally he was taken to Rome because of the gross wrongs committed against the Jews. So he wanted to be on the good side of the Jews before he left. So he decided that he would keep Paul in prison. He wouldn't let him loose. He would keep him in prison. But you know what? That didn't help the Jews to like him any better. He was removed from his office in disgrace. And then there was a new person in headquarters. You know what his name was? Porcius Festus. That was the new one. Felix was no longer going to be there. And now Festus was the new person in charge. Poor Felix. Boys and girls, when you ever feel or know that what you've been doing is wrong, if you turn away from that and just ignore it, it's sad. It's what happened to Felix. He ignored the Holy Spirit speaking to him, and he missed out. Let's ask that Jesus will help us to trust him and to follow him, and that he will help us to say we're sorry when we've done wrong. All right? Dear Lord, please come into our hearts. Lord, Festus made a big mistake. When he saw what he had done, when he saw what was wrong, he didn't care and he just turned away. He didn't repent. Lord, when you speak to us, help us not to turn away. We love you. Amen. We have a new memory verse today. It's Psalm 91:15. It says, "He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him." Aren't you glad that Jesus gives us this promise? I know I am.
Psalm 91:15.
I will be with him in trouble, in trouble, in trouble. I will be with him in trouble. Psalm 91:15. I will be with him in trouble, in trouble, in trouble. I will be with him in trouble. Psalm 91:15.
This quarter, we're learning about the apostles and how they were missionaries, sharing the love of Jesus with others. So each week this quarter, we will have a special extra episode called Missionary Monday, where we will talk to real-life missionaries and hear about their experiences in the mission field. We'll hear stories and testimonies of how God has used people, just like you and me, to tell others about Jesus. Join me right here every Monday for the rest of the year.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.